Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Shirley Shepherd. I'm the host of this 15-minute little show. And how to start up a small business and tips to, you know, success. Legally in Order, one of my businesses, is the one presenting it today. Okay. I haven't been here for a couple of days because I set my alarm to remind me. I can't look. But I have an alarm. Oh, I get it. I set the alarm for 11:45 a.m. No, that wasn't the right p.m. Something I did wrong. Okay, anyway, I do apologize. I'm back. And I hope to be back tomorrow if I can remember how to set my alarm. But I think it's good. I think it's good. Okay. So the last time we talked about vision, and in fact, I pulled up this amazing article. Who was this with? GP Solo, Law Trends and News, and it has some information about the purpose of a vision and a mission plan, and I love to share information. So I will not only go over with you, somehow I'll be able to put it on, I think I can put it on the creation of the episode. I think I can. In the body of the episode, I might be able to cut and paste the address for the article I'll be reading off today. Okay, you know what? I'm a little off today. There was something I wanted to tell you about. Oh, shoot. I forgot. Oh, okay. Okay. We've been talking about vision statements and the starting of a business, a law practice or any kind of business, but I'm going to talk about a law practice for a minute. Today would be law practices. How's that? And the reason being is that I worked for an attorney, not very long, and he's an older gentleman, and very old for practicing law still. How old are you? Oh, he was 80-something? Okay, and ultimately, he passed away. Well, 2 years ago when I was working with him, I said to him, there are bar rules that have to be taken care of if you're going to shut down your firm or something happens to you. There is like 2-3 pages of things that have to be done. You have to notify the clients and, you know, and his was really important because he did estate planning. Well, of course, no one wanted to listen to me. And he died in August of this year. August of last year, which is really sad. And now the attorneys that are trying to figure out what to do don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to get a hold of the client. Well, the bar doesn't care that you don't know how to get a hold of them. You better get a hold of them. Keep in mind they have the original estate planning, you know, wills and trust. And so his office needed to have a vision of how they were going to care for the files if he passed away or if the file, if the firm closed down. Now, like I said, the California Bar Association will tell you their rules. I also have your own rules. And so in the beginning of thinking of a mission plan or a vision plan, what you want to do, I always think to people they should also consider exit plans or closing the office plans, or if you're a sole practitioner and you pass away, you know, what do you do with that and how do you do it and how do you make it to every year if something happens, it becomes easier and easier for you to have a procedure for, like I said, you pass away or you close down the firm or whatever, and you are in compliance with the bar. Many people don't like to look at that, and many people don't do it. Now, what's ironic is the attorney that passed away, he did estate planning, yet he didn't plan how to close this firm. It's funny. All of us do that. I tell you guys how to be great in the nice group all day long. That's just what we do. So vision statements are very important, and also, I spoke, when I was dealing with Legally in Order, I spoke to a lot of young attorneys who just did not think they were going to practice for over 5 years. They wanted their lives back, like they called it, you know. They had to practice to their parents, told them so, that's all they know, blah, blah, blah. But most of them had a 5 to 10 year plan where they were going to just quit. And I said, well, what are you going to do? I don't know. I'm just not going to do this for more than 10 years. I can't see myself doing this. I just don't like it. I mean, by the way, practicing law is very, very difficult, time-consuming. People don't appreciate your hard work and dedication. It's really weird. Everyone thinks, oh, that little piece of paper you did, why do I have to pay $500? Maybe because the attorney had to use 20 of his or her research hours to get came down from the U.S. Supreme Court just that afternoon, and therefore was able to write you a memo that saved your ass. You're not paying for the size of the work, paying for not only the hours, but you're paying also for the knowledge. It's the knowledge. It's the fucking knowledge people are paying for, and that's what people don't want to pay me or anyone else. Just do this for me. No. You are buying or paying for my knowledge. And although you may think that's easy, and it might just be easy, but you're still paying for me to do it. So that's another thing, you know, keep in mind. Now, going back, a lot of attorneys, like I said, have these new young attorneys. They want to get out. And so what we do is we create that exit plan. And they tend to enjoy the exit plan. It's so funny. I'm going to move here. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do what I always wanted because I will make money. But I'm thinking, your exit plan is so visually correct. And you don't even have an entrance vision plan. You're so ready to get out that you haven't created how to sustain to get stay in. And maybe someone's vision statement is so powerful getting out, maybe they should never get in. Okay, just because people have told you, oh, you have to practice law, if that's true, it's not true at all. You can use your law degree in a lot of different realms. What law school has done foremost is giving you the ability to think and analyze and maybe explain complicated things to people or just put it all together. I mean, it's really about thinking. So you can have any job that requires heavy thinking, analyzing, comparison, maybe, you know, anything like, I want to be better than that next person. Lawyers can do that. So please don't think that's what you have to do forever. But it's hard to explain that to someone who's just passed the bar and they need to be an attorney, but they're not happy with being an attorney, but they think that's their only form of income. And let me tell you, those loans are pretty, pretty heavy if you have loans. Back to, so we got this exit vision that everyone's so excited about. But again, I think the entrance vision is important. And let me also share with you my own experience. I didn't have a vision. I had a mission what I was going to do, but I didn't have a vision. Why did I need a vision statement? I know what I'm doing. No, I didn't. So I had to shut things down in order to visualize what I wanted. I even had to throw a lot of old research and work away from my business. I could not stand it. I even did more over the weekend. And the reason I did that, because all those things didn't work, I must start from scratch, which is very difficult, but at least I man up to it or lady up to it. But I don't want you to have to do that. I don't want you to spend unnecessary time because you didn't, you know, put out a vision statement. What's nice about the vision statement is that if you see your business not going in that direction, but you like the way it's going, you can adjust it. But it's just like a roadmap. I mean, a lot of us don't get to go and get in the car and just say, we're just going to ride wherever it takes us. You know, we don't get that usually when you start a business. You at least have to know what freeway you're going to get on, right? At least have to know if you're going to go north or south or how long, just some real basic things. Let me read a couple of things where I saw this article that I think would be good. Okay, so the vision, and again, let me go back because I apologize. This is an article. It's from actually 2006. Allison C. Shields wrote it. It's with the GP Solo Law Trends and Business, Law Trends and News, Business Law. It says February 2006, Volume 2, Number 2. Now, I'm talking about in 2005. So obviously, it's a very important concept. And the article is How to Take Control of Your Practice by Creating Vision and Mission Statements. I just love that. It gets right to the point. But one of the things I like here is the vision and mission statements are the touchstone for everything you undertake, from strategic planning, right, marketing, management, practice, building to recruitment, hiring, performance evaluations. That's just the tip of the iceberg, right? I mean, I know this is a bad metaphor, but seriously, I got to use this. This is really crazy. I was watching something over the weekend, and there were these people who believed in the dark side of quote-unquote religion or non-religion, and then these other Christians, and they were in Chicago, and, you know, it was kind of crazy. Now, if I had a law office and I believed in the dark, and I know my vision is dark, I cannot hire a Christian. If you do not, I mean, because I dark. Very dark. I know you're not supposed to take that religiously, but I'm just being really honest with you. In the interview, you can realize there's something different tense. So So, you know, when you have a vision statement, and the vision statement basically can say, I want to make sure I get along with my staff. Religion and politics, and there's something else. Some people, you can call it religion, well, politics, one more thing. Anyway, as you know, with religion, death every day. So that vision statement must keep you knowledgeable that, hey, I want to get along with my staff. I want to make sure that the strategic planning, that I am working on is really geared toward what I want, to the clients I want. I want to figure out how to recruit. Where do I want to recruit? How am I going to evaluate not only my performance, but my clients' performance, or vendor, you know, performances? So I'll continue reading. The vision and mission statement are very important statements. Okay, you said that. We create guides for the future of your practice. I love that. Once the vision and the mission are written and digested, the rest of your business activities, including the management and marketing of your practice, has a direction. Didn't we just say that? Shoot, I'm good. I love this article. All we're trying to say is just have a little vision, just a little vision. Okay, this is so awesome, but I think it can be used for everyone. How much time I have? I have 3 minutes. Okay. And there's a vision statement. They made it very simple here. The vision is a statement of what you are building. It describes the idea of your firm in a way that captures your passion for your business and inspires you. Beautiful. It captures your passion for business and inspires you. That's going to make it fun, right? Your vision statement. I never thought about that. It is a picture of what the firm wants to be in 3 to 5 years, a vision with much longer time frame. But the pace of businesses today and the changes, so on and so forth, you know, a short-term vision can help you be inspired. And it won't become obsolete before it is reached. So what does that basically say? And some people say vision statements should be whatever. So here what they're saying is do a 3-year vision statement, a 5-year. I think you should visit your vision statement every year because you can adjust it. Because if you have a 10-year vision statement and you're on year 3 and it's not looking like you're going to make that 10-year, you're going to be kind of bummed, right? If you choose, I'm not going to change my vision statement for 10 years, that could be really stifling. That's what I think they're saying in this article. Give it a 3-year. See what it looks like. Play with it. But let me see how much time I have. Oh. I'm listening to Shakespeare as I'm talking to you guys, too. Okay. So once again, I really want to read this line. I love it. What is a vision? A vision is the statement of what you are building. Okay. It describes the idea of your firm in a way that captures your passion for your business and inspires you. The vision should be specific and include items such as culture, right? The feel, huh? The atmosphere of the firm. I talked about that, right? The intangibles the customers can expect. As well as the harder or more tangible aspects of the business, such as the number of clients, the growth of profit, number of employees, number of offices, number of types of practice, etc. The most important thing here is, like I said to you, creating the environment, creating the passion, creating something that's going to have you just be excited. Really quick, I love shoes, right? And I want to get this niche. Everyone's talking about now you have to have a legal niche. So my legal niche would be people that get hurt because they're wearing high-heeled shoes because the manufacturing of the shoe is terrible. Now, that might sound crazy, but see, that's my niche. And when you become an expert in some area like that, first of all, you get a lot of clients, believe it or not. But you're an expert. You can have as many clients as you want because no one else pretty much touched that. So you take your passion and you look like, how do I represent that? How do I keep it safe? How do I, you know, defend them or defend someone if it isn't safe? Just something, passion. What's your passion? Well, put it this way in closing. What do you like to do? If you were to ask me that, I like to drink wine. Therefore, I need to consider practicing somehow in the winery industry. Okay, you guys, have a good day. I hopefully, if I remember, I'll have a show tomorrow. Bye.